Before wrapping up this series, I had to add one last example of the charade to create this illusion for the public, and that is the amateur recorded footage of the launches and landings. We know they launch something, but do you think we actually see, and they would let us see, what they really launch? No. I actually tried to download the amateur footage of the most recent launch on December 3rd of 2018. Conveniently, I could not clip grab the only amateur footage I could find on the launch. But when I was searching for another version of that amateur footage, I actually found that exact same footage being used on the SpaceX official video. It's the same video, same angle, and it's what you're seeing on the right side of the screen. These people are not amateurs, but are instead just paid to pretend to be an amateur recorder. They circulate these videos to give the illusion that anyone can record the launch at that close range. Just like the crowd that was probably pulled off the street and paid $30 an hour to clap and pretend they work for SpaceX. So we're not actually seeing any amateur footage of what really takes off and lands. And of course, they record the thing landing and pump that up, drawing all this attention to it. I mean, is that really a big deal? Them landing a craft? Supposedly, they've been doing it since the moon landings. It's the same old typical magic trick diversion. Look over here so you don't see the real stuff happening, which in this case is not the thing landing. It is the thing that's still going up in the sky. Hopefully from this series, you've seen all the ways they've lied about and covered up their real operations, distracted people with elaborate charades, and felt confident enough in people's stupidity to not even try to explain many events that were left unexplained. Let's take the Tesla car in space, for example. If people are that stupid that they believed inflated tires and paint on the car would survive in the, depending on the sun's position, either frigid cold or scorching vacuumous space, then they figured they'd be too stupid to ever figure out the truth. It serves many purposes to not explain all the evening sky events captured. It's less work for them. It takes a lot of time and effort to pay actors and create supporting visuals to pull off each deception. And it causes some people to believe they are alien UFOs from other, quote, planets, to draw people off into the space deception. Now, to answer the question, where are they trying to go? They are not and haven't gotten even near the point of trying to leave our dome. That is, even if we assume they know it's a dome, which we can't be sure of. Where they are attempting to go is out and up into the land inside the dome, facing down inside our dome. Out of what exactly? Maybe they don't know. Remember, just because Brian figured out the model doesn't mean they know it. And you may ask, well, how did Brian figure it out? Well, let me tell you, he's the friggin' smartest person I've ever met, and possibly in this entire world. They create the belief that they have the smartest people in the world working for them. So of course you might say, how could Brian know, but their brilliant minds don't? All you need to do is look past TV and movie programming at the real idiots in the government, law, politics, science, community, SpaceX, known Freemasons, etc., to see how muddled they actually get it, especially when you have teams of compartmentalized people working on anything. They must know there is land above us due to the depictions in history of what they saw in the red sky. They have some information and true history, what didn't get lost in past MCOs, of things that happened, but it doesn't mean they understand why. But just because they know there is land above us doesn't mean they know the structure of the model of our world and how or where exactly to get to that land. They have only now just reached the waters above. Why are they trying so desperately to get out? And why are they so blatant and sloppy about it in recent years? Or you could also ask, why are Brian and I still alive, for that matter, with what we've been revealing? because they want to avoid the coming EMCO, and they think it's happening this year. Remember, there are the masters and the controllers. There's all different levels of controllers. But the masters are the ones with the technology and the knowledge. Who exactly are the top-level controllers? The controllers are like a scout recon party that was lost and separated from their group due to the past EMCOs, and they are trying to reconnect with the masters to carry on the mission of colonization. This entire disc is one big colonization effort that is and has been going on. Why should we be concerned with their sloppy but consistent efforts? Because the controllers are the only ones that know the correct time in the correct amount of time we lose each day. After all, where are supposedly the world's most accurate timepieces from? Switzerland. Yep, exactly where the controllers are based. They also have the world's largest sundial at the Vatican. They have to have a clever way to covertly communicate using media to get their messages to all members across the world.
You guys know what this represents?
Tell us, sir.
Maybe it's the calm before the storm.
What's the storm?
Could be the calm before the storm.
They are clearly stressing to figure out how to get out, with their brazen twilight attempts and coded messages everywhere in movies, shows, headlines, etc. It is clear that they must think it's coming soon, like this year soon. But are they correct in that assumption? We have no way of knowing. With recently breaching the waters above, now their efforts lie in trying different tech to see if they can get through the flip ring. Will they do it? And do they have time? Probably not. To find out about the controllers and the masters, who and what they are, you're going to have to hang around till my next series. I hope you guys have enjoyed my SpaceX Deception series and learned a lot. Go out there and tell people to get into this site. Just share about what I'm doing and covering and why they need this information. This is the biggest kept secret in history. Thanks, guys, for watching. Everybody stay safe, be good to one another, and God bless.
Limit every second left till I'm off balance. Yeah.